Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. The United States of America is a Christian nation. Our founding fathers made sure that we, as a people, would have the freedom to believe or not to believe in God. They made sure that a national religion would not be dictated to this free country. This freedom didn't mean that God would be absent from our government. It meant that as a citizen, you could choose any denomination you preferred without the fear of government intervention. With that said, I find it extremely offensive when people try to kick God out of government affairs. Carol Beaton has filed a lawsuit that questions the role of an invocation at the start of council meetings in the city of Eureka. Yet the majority of people in this country believe in God. I am extremely pleased that the mayor of Eureka, Frank Yeager, participates in the annual prayer breakfast, and I thank him for this contribution to this event. Ever since a small minority of citizens began to successfully kick God out of the public sector, our society in the United States has been spiraling downward when it comes to morality. This deterioration has evolved into an entire generation that lacks any respect for their fellow human being. In fact, the younger generation misses the mark for even the simplest things. Most, being raised without God, fail to say thank you or please. Mail them a birthday or baby shower gift, and you don't even know if they received it. Let them merge into traffic, they don't acknowledge your effort with a quick wave. Apparently, they don't understand right or wrong because they have no consistent standard, like the Bible, to follow. If you are an atheist, how do you wrap your mind around something always existing? As a Christian, I believe that God has always existed, and I admit that takes faith. An atheist believes in something without a beginning as well. They believe in any number of theories, but most believe in evolution. Like there was some parasites that mutated and reproduced into some new species, and this process continued for millions, if not billions, of years to where we have the intelligent life we see today. But where did these parasites come from? Oh, that's right, there was this huge cosmic explosion that created life. But where did the material that caused this explosion come from? At some point in this line of thinking, something had to always exist, and that takes just as much faith to believe as it does to believe that God always existed. Every explosion I have seen destroys, it doesn't create. The bottom line is that something has always existed, and I see way too much intelligent design in this world to think it was by cosmic accident. For those of you who don't believe in God, that's your choice. However, isn't it great that the Christians who founded this country didn't force a religion on you? We live in a free country. But it is a country that has Christianity at its very core, and I wish God had even a larger role in our city council meetings. I sincerely hope that the lawsuit filed by Carol Beaton gets thrown out of court and that whatever expenses the city of Eureka incurs are her responsibility to pay. And God We Trust is printed on every denomination minted, so I wonder what the people who bring these anti-God lawsuits use. Perhaps she'll have to reimburse the city with chickens or eggs or even beaver pelts. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.